I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, January 25. Coming up, NIR stands at record $3.2 billion. Jamaica Stock Exchange lauded for strong performance in 2017. And Tourism Linkages Network launches Taste Jamaica app and website. The details after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5840 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the strong performance of the Jamaica Stock Exchange in 2017 augurs well for the island's macroeconomic outlook. The Prime Minister was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for the 13th JSE Investments and Capital Markets Conference in New Kingston this week.
The JSE main and junior markets provided average returns of 43.9%, and the main market appreciated by 50% in 2017. It shows that there is confidence in the economy. It shows that there is an appetite for risk and that there is capital for businesses to invest.
Noting that Jamaica is the center of the Caribbean in the areas of culture, arts, entertainment, and innovation, Mr. Holness says he's optimistic the country will hold similar pride of place in the areas of economic activity, growth, and prosperity. The regional two-day conference was held January 24 to 25 under the theme Driving Growth, Regional Investments for the Climate of Change. In the meantime, the Prime Minister says he's optimistic that the government's recent initiatives to curb crime will bear fruit. Prime Minister Andrew Holness notes that the prevailing security situation poses a serious threat to public safety and, by extension, Jamaica's economic growth program, now improving after decades of stagnation.
We intend to deal with this situation once and for all. It took us 40 years to get here. It is not going to change overnight. But the message is that the government will be persistent, determined, and instrumental in its actions.
While acknowledging the anxieties of some citizens, the Prime Minister asserted that the country will benefit significantly in the medium term. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the country is in a better position to withstand external shocks because it now boasts record net international reserves, NIR. The NIR stands at $3.2 billion, and the minister says 80% of that stock is in non-borrowed reserves. Gross foreign reserves are at $3.8 billion. Additionally, Minister Shaw notes that the exchange rate appreciated by almost 3% for the 12-month period ending January 19, 2018, compared with a depreciation of 6.6% for the corresponding period of 2017.
And I want to make the point to those who want to contemplate speculating with the exchange rate again, that not only are our reserves at record levels, but under the standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund right now, we have access to another $1.6 billion if we need it. And because we have passed the past two tests, we already have access to almost $800 million of that. Half of it, we have access to it if we need it.
Minister Shaw was speaking at the 13th Jamaica Stock Exchange Investments and Capital Markets Conference on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the finance minister notes that the nominal debt stock has been on a downward trajectory during the fiscal year, with the debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio projected to fall to approximately 105% at the end of fiscal year 2017-18. And the Tourism Linkages Network has launched the Taste Jamaica mobile app and website to provide visitors with information on the culinary experiences on the island. Head of the Gastronomy Network, Nicola Madden-Gregg, says persons can access the app from anywhere in the world.
So visitors or Jamaicans on island will be able to curate their experiences, looking in terms of restaurant, bars, culinary tours, festivals, everything that's available in terms of the Gastronomy Network. And they'll be able to see what is happening, but also they'll be able to plan an itinerary around it, book tours or do tours on their own. So it also has a geolocation, so you can also search by what's in an hour of you and all throughout the length and breadth of Jamaica.
Mrs. Madden-Gregg was speaking in an interview with JIS News. To access the website, visit tastejamaica.com or download the Taste Jamaica app from the Google Play Store. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.